Storage Podcast. I'm John Hilliard, assistant editor with SearchStorage.com. I'm here on the phone with our senior news director, Dave Raffo, based out of Washington, D.C. How's it going today, Dave?
Pretty good, John.
It's good. First up, I guess we want to talk about this Nervonix news that you reported on our Storage Soup blog. Let's cut to the chase. What's going on here?
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of the funding money we've seen over the last year or so, the a lot of it is going both to either solid state or cloud. They seem to be the areas that's picking up the most funding. So Nervonix got $25 million, and they're going to use it to add some data centers that they use for hosting, but probably more of it will go towards engineering and try to come up with the next generation of their object storage that they use, as the foundation for their storage clouds.
Now, we're talking a little bit about this offline. So Nervonix really sets themselves apart by the kind of the scale of what they produce as a product. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I mean, they have several clouds that are over a petabyte that they're hosting. They have the USC Digital Repository Archiving Cloud, which is about between 8 and 9 petabytes, and they say they have at least one other customer that's using has a cloud that has even more than that, more than 9 petabytes that they haven't announced yet. So, their thing is, they're trying to stand out from the Amazon and the Windows, Azure, and clouds like that are really more for petabyte scale. So they want to be the other clouds are more for terabyte scale. Nervonix wants to be the cloud for people looking to put petabytes up of storage into the cloud for backup or archiving. Those are the two main use cases.
Do you see that as being the next big field of competition for these companies, that petabyte range?
Yeah, I mean, there are not a lot of vendors who can, not a lot of providers who have customers that large. I mean, with the cloud, people tend to kind of start small anyway and, gain some confidence and trust and then put more in. But, the people in Nervonix are competing with at this stage, they're still moving data off of in-house storage systems. So they're really, in a lot of cases, for their customers, they're their first enterprise cloud.
All right, good stuff. Dave Raffo, Senior News Director at SearchStorage.com. Thanks a lot.
All right, John, thanks.
And also on our Storage Soup blog, EMC is pushing the notion of a cache area network with its upcoming Project Thunder product. Brian Sorby, an EMC Business Development Director, said during the recent Solid State Storage Symposium that Thunder would be a perfect complement to blade servers and to rack servers that can't be messed with. He said it's a cache area network to bring this above a storage area network to today's 21st century storage bottleneck elimination. Now, Thunder expands upon the idea of the company's VF cache PCIe flash cards. Those cards go into a server. Now, Thunder expands on the idea by being an appliance that contains those kinds of cards. Sorby said that Thunder will consist of a high-speed front end, either InfiniBand or a 40 gigabit Ethernet, a lightweight operating system, and the VF cache cards. EMC is expected to provide more details of Project Thunder at EMC World later this month. And another solid-state storage news, talk of EMC possibly acquiring FlashArray startup Extreme.io has placed a spotlight on the market for storage area network systems engineered around solid-state drives. Under that spotlight lies a rapidly growing and competitive group of startups looking to become trailblazers in the journey to flash SAN arrays. Greg Schultz, a senior analyst of the Storage.io group, told SearchSolidStateStorage.com that, quote, "I think we're just scratching the surface on this market. You're going to see shakeouts, and there will be vendors left behind. Some will survive and extend their capabilities. Some vendors are already adding support for high-capacity drives and features such as auto-tiering and replication. to make themselves more appealing as general-purpose storage than a niche market. And in our blog roundup this week, we start off with a well-researched story at Ars Technica, which is focused on the state of the world's network infrastructure. Its focus is primarily on whether or not we're running out of data bandwidth. The short answer, no, we're not. But internet use is expected to grow by leaps and bounds in only a few years. The site reported that already one-third of the world's population is online, and global traffic is expected to quadruple between 2010 and 2015. That volume of data, according to Ars Technica, is the equivalent to all the movies ever made passing over IP networks every 4 minutes. Meanwhile, engineers are developing designs for ever higher capacity transfers, including terabit Ethernet and other technologies, in preparation for what the site calls Internet 2, which is essentially the Internet on steroids. It's definitely a good read on what's to come in the next few years, especially as we find ourselves increasingly tied to online technology. Well, that's it for this week's Storage News Podcast. As always, for the latest developments in the storage industry, check out our website at searchstorage.com. I'm John Hilliard, and thanks for listening.